2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Welcome to Rival. Scott Mitchell, Jason Buck here. Just recently, the University of Utah has signed on over the next 10 years to play several significant schools from the Southeastern Conference, which is considered the prime conference in the United States of America. And so Jason, who is not with me today in physicalness, he's here in spirit.
Driving in spirit, brother.
Yes. So is this a good move? Is this a good direction? Where does this make the program at the University of Utah look? Now that they're, instead of, like I said, instead of getting the Wyomings and the Weber States and the schools from, you know, Montana State and Northern Illinois kind of schools, is this a better move for the program?
Well, I think it is. I mean, you know, if you want to compete for the national championship and, you know, reach that Final Four, you've got to, you know, play the schedule to do it, because they'll always pick on you for too light of a schedule when it comes down to decision-making time. I mean, it's obviously, you know, harder to play that kind of a schedule rather than having a, you know, couple of warm-up games in there like Weber State or something. But, you know, I think it's overall, I'd say it's a good move.
I actually really like it in the sense that it just tells me the program is serious about wanting to be a big-time program. You know, they expanded the stadium, and they have this nice expansion that's going to be amazing when it's all finished. They have facilities that are as good as any in the country. They've gone around, and they've actually put their money into recruiting. Utah spent more money in recruiting than any program in the Pac-12. And and it showed. And they got a good class, and you start seeing these players flipping from these other schools. And this school and this program has just continued – a progression upward, you know. It was
exactly,
and it's been that way for the last, you know, 30 years or so, and you just get a sense that there's an attitude where it's serious about contending. It'll be interesting when this name and likeness deal comes through and what kind of impact that potentially could have, because I think it can help some of these smaller market teams in attracting some of these players. But I think Utah, in its sense, or in its vision of football, is saying we're serious about contending, because it, you know, I know you got to win the Pac-12 and you got to win most of your games. You can only have one loss, but you know, adding those extra games not only shows a presence, but I think it actually helps prepare you.
So it helps prepare you. It helps you all the way around. I think it'll help their recruiting. You know, on that, the national recognition, building their reputation on the national stage. You got to be able to go down, beat Florida and LSU and compete with them. And it, I think it just does nothing but strengthen them and the program all the way around.
Idaho State, Northern Illinois were the last two non-conference games Utah played. And then they went right into Pac-12 play, and they played one of the most athletic teams, fastest teams in the conference in USC, and they weren't ready for that speed.
They just
weren't ready to see it and handle it, and they got used to it as the season progressed. But you need to have name recognition, you know, those non-conference marquee games, and you need to prepare yourself to play in your conference. So I really like this. The thing that I'm curious about, I don't know what's going to happen, is what 2024 25 there's going to be a lot of realignment that happens. Now, Florida's not going to get realigned. LSU's not going to get realigned. But conferences will get realigned, and they'll probably address the playoffs at that point, I would think. And they'll expand the playoffs.
Well, I hope they go to an expand it to right. 8 games at least.
And so there's a better likelihood, if you're a team like Utah, of getting in the playoffs in the future. And I'm sure if there's still some kind of subjectivity to it where, you know, your signature wins, your non-conference, all of those things maybe will still play into it, which I think will be a really good thing for Utah
yeah.
down the road. So I like it. I really do. I think
yeah, they're making good moves to the program in the long term on the national stage. Definitely.
All right, well, that's all we have for this round of Rivals. It's now over. He's Jason Buck. I'm Scott Mitchell. We're powered by KSLSports.com. Find us on Facebook at The Rivals Podcast, Twitter at The Rivals Show. And until then, take a road trip with Jason Buck.
It's the best.